Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Here he is indeed. Welcome home. It feels so good to be home. I am back in the Peachtree Street area in downtown Atlanta for Armed American Radio. We have been on the road for the last 2 weeks just having more fun than gun radio guys should have. And Sean's laughing, and he's got his mic on, ladies and gentlemen. You know why he does? Because I get a lot of emails, you can imagine. And one of the ones that I actually got three or four of them, Sean, that said, hey, it was really good to hear Sean on the radio. So I said, go ahead and bring your mic on when we open up the show. So, Sean, say hey to everybody again.
Hello, everybody.
Had a really good time with you in Washington, D.C. last week. It was great to sit at the table with you while we were doing the show with, I mean, just a, you know, a who's who list.
Yeah, that was a great show, and I had fun, and I thank you for letting me share the mic with you. It was absolutely a blast.
That was a blast, and we had a ton of fun in there with a lot of great guys, and Mancow opening up the show was an awful lot of fun. And, of course, the week before that, we were out in Tucson, Arizona, absolutely beautiful out in Arizona, and had a really, really good time out there. So we're going to talk about all kinds of fun stuff. But before I do that, Sean, you and I have talked off air.
Yes.
This weekend was kind of rough.
Yes, so I hear.
Kind of rough for old Mark A. here. You know, I had a little bit of an infected tooth, don't you know?
You know, I think that runs with both of us because remember a couple of months ago I had a bad tooth.
Yeah, we talked about that, and that's kind of what brought that up. And, you know, of course, it's me, my luck. I can only say thank God above that it didn't happen when we were in D.C. That would have been a nightmare when I was out in Arizona. At least it happened when I got back to the hood.
Yes.
And, you know,
yes.
But it was a weekend, and there I was struggling with a tooth that was split in half, and I knew it was going to have to come out, and at the very least a root canal and that kind of fun stuff. And to be able to sit in front of the microphone, and I thought, you know, I got to find a dentist because I'm going to give him my house and my car to get rid of this thing. And I actually did dent first. So I'm going to give them a plug here because they did a great job in helping out yours truly. Dent First in Kennesaw, and Julie Miller, I got to give her a really big thank you. She's the lead dental assistant over there that got me in, got me in the chair, and got me hooked up with a bunch of Novocaine and was able to bring Dr. Kelly Gober in. And boy, I'll tell you what, that guy could be driving around in my truck pulling in my driveway right now.
Well, that must have been a bad tooth.
Ooh, Doug, it was something else, let me tell you. But he got rid of it and cracked it and broke it apart and pulled it out, and everything's all good. So I want to say thanks to those guys. That was a huge help. And here's the fun part about that. We have teeth and guns, right?
Yes.
The dentist office is in Kennesaw.
Very nice.
You know what Kennesaw is, right?
Yes.
That's right. Those folks in Kennesaw are required by city ordinance to have a loaded firearm at the ready in their home.
Very
so
nice.
we can segue bad teeth and guns. And here's the advice from your host tonight. And folks, if I can tell you anything, we get emails all the time. Wow, the show's really informative here. Inform this. Take care of your teeth and see your dentist.
Amen to that.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we have got another huge show for you again tonight, and it feels good to be home. Before we get started, listeners, welcome. New listeners, Tifton, Georgia, WTIF, 1340 AM. You are now on the Armed American Radio Network, and your prescription for freedom has been filled. WLFJ, Greenville, South Carolina, Spartanburg, Anderson. I know that area well. Your prescription for freedom has been filled. Welcome to the broadcast, and that is 660 AM. KRSY, AM 1230 in Alamogordo, New Mexico. You are going to be on the Armed American Radio Network beginning, I believe, next week. So that's good to see. And there's more coming, folks. You're listening to the fastest growing firearms related broadcast in the nation, one of the fastest growing radio shows in the country. So let's go right to guns. How about it, Sean?
Sounds good to me.
Rob Pincus is back. Rob Pincus, welcome to Armed American Radio. Been too long, my friend.
It has. It's how we've both been busy. It's been a busy month. Glad to be back talking about some of the things that I've been doing. Man, I know what you're talking about with the teeth. I'll leave it at that. I had to have one of those I'm at a dentist, please rescue me moments, too, while traveling around. And dentists can be, like, the most important people on the planet at certain times.
you know, the kind of like a lawyer, man. You hate them until you need one. You know what I mean?
Dude, I think a dentist is like way above a lawyer.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, these guys yesterday really saved my tail, and it was great that they were open. I'm thinking Saturday. And, oh, man, ooh, yeah, but they did, and it's great. And now I got a big gaping hole up there, but guess what? No pain. I'm feeling really good. Rob, you've been up to an awful lot. I've been on the road over the past couple, 3 weeks, and you're always on the road. Tell everybody where you've been at least the last couple weeks.
Man, I was all over New England. That's where I was. I was all over New England and upstate New York. Did classes in New Hampshire. Did classes in Massachusetts, which was great up there in Boylston, Mass. With Goal, Gun Owners Action League. They're really fighting for the rights. To protect what's there in Massachusetts and fight to make them more like a regular state. And then I was in Vermont with some old college friends up there. One of my buddies is the chief of police up there. He hosted a class. And in upstate New York, I was over there. And then I just did an amazing instructor development class. In fact, we got to talk to George Hill at the end of the show here tonight because he was supposed to join us, George Hill from the Roundtable. And he couldn't make it out. But, man, it was a rock star class. We had participants from four continents, all kinds of law enforcement and private sector instructors. And then I just finished, and like an hour ago, the Rangemaster Tactical Conference here in Tulsa at the U.S. Shooting Academy. And, today I sat through sessions. I got to train under the tutelage of Tom Gibbons from Rangemaster, Masad Ayoub, of course, Masad Ayoub Group, and Glenn Meyer. And he's a PhD psychologist. You know, he's a psychology professor, and he just has some really great insight. Of course, everyone, all the participants there, 150 participants at U.S. Shooting Academy here in Tulsa. Great two-day training conference, and now I'm here with you. It's been a great day.
Wow, you've been busy.
As usual, man.
Man, I'm telling you what, not enough time to put the feet on the ground, and I wish we could have had you out in Washington last week, man. That was a who's who in that studio on Sunday. It was really, really fun with ManCow opening that thing up, and we actually have a clip that we're going to play. Media Matters. Left wing, keep an eye on the right wing media. They think the media is right wing. It's unbelievable. But we're going to play a clip from them, and one of them is ManCow opening up the Second Amendment March. It'll blow
That's
your mind.
Awesome, man. I wish I could have been up there. You know, there's always compromises, and you pick and choose. And I knew you guys were up there fighting a good fight, and certainly Armed American Radio was well represented, and you had a lot of people backing you up. And I was down there in Virginia Beach with 14 motivated students getting ready to help them share combat focus shooting with their students in the private and public sectors. And, you know, sometimes you got to choose where the priorities are. And those guys came in from, like I said, four different continents, and I was with them, and I knew you guys were doing some good things up there in D.C.
Yeah, George, I had a little conversation with George this afternoon about not being able to get out there. I just found out that he didn't make it out there just a couple days ago. Honestly,
I didn't even notice he wasn't there until Tuesday. I was a blur. I knew, intellectually, of course, I knew he was there, but it took me until Tuesday to catch up with him and say, hey, is everything okay? Where are you? And, he's just swamped out there, running for office to fight the fight for everybody. And good for him. He'll fight that fight this year, and we'll get him through that instructor course at some point in the future.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, we've got one heck of a lineup tonight. We've got Mike Barham from Galco going to be coming in here and talking to us about a lot of fun stuff. Kind of dovetails on my trip out there because I had an opportunity to go through the plant. I've known those guys for a long time. They're great people. They got great products. And we'll talk a little bit with Mike and Rob. I know you know Mike real well too, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. I was actually fortunate enough to spend some time out there with the guys at Scottsdale Gun Club. We're going to be talking with them, and then also out there at the Galco factory and with Mike and some of the other people, and just really impressive what they do out there to pump out as many different types of holsters, as many different holsters they do in terms of quality and quantity, and still do it the right way and do it as well as they do. Really impressive facility. Looking forward to talking with Mike about it.
It is, and it's really fun, too, to walk in that main lobby and see, the original holster, for example, that Don wore in Miami Vice.
Yeah, it's a really cool little factory. And I'll tell you, that little museum they have out there, not only to see the cool holsters they have, but, I mean, I'm sure you got to see even the machines. I mean, they have, like, reserves of machines that they can cannibalize for parts because they don't make leather-working machines like they use anymore.
Fascinating. You're right. And I actually took a bunch of videos of that, and now that I'm back in the back in the saddle, we'll see if we can't get some of those videos and put them up on Armed American Radio or on Facebook and maybe toss them over your way and let some people see that, because it is really cool to see how that stuff is made. And like you, you've been in the plant, you know. Also, before we go to a break, Joe Bridgman, as you mentioned, from Scottsdale Gun Club will be here. And let me tell you something, awful lot of fun with him when he stuck that automatic Thompson in my hands and let me rip. And we're going to talk with Joe in just a little bit. Also, coming up in, I believe right after him, we've got Rico Guerrone. We love the sheriff, Rob. He's coming in the second hour. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. It's going to be a full one. Don't go away.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hard-working American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Ladies and gentlemen, as Armed American Radio continues its relentless march across America, you can only imagine the amount of email that I get. One of the most frequent questions is, Mark, what kind of holster do you use or recommend? Folks, that's a great question. It's also an easy one for me to answer. I have a ton of quality holsters in my holster drawer, but the ones I turn to most often for everyday use are made by Galco. No matter what type of gun you carry or what method of carry you choose, like me, you'll find that Galco manufactures the highest quality holster, made of the finest American-made materials that money can buy, and they're made by hand right here in the United States. I've been to the plant, folks. I've seen it with my own eyes. You simply won't find a better product. For a catalog, please call 800-874-2526. That's 800-874-2526. Or visit GalcoGunLeather.com. That's GalcoGunLeather.com. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. If you're interested in participating on the show today, please reach out to us at 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566. Or Mark at armedamericanradio.org, Mark at armedamericanradio.org. That will get you right here on the screens. Twitter.com/AARMark will put you in the same computer screen, and we'll read your questions or comments live on the air. And I'll tell you what, to our newest listeners in Tifton, newest listeners in Greenville, South Carolina, first caller coming in gets a free signed copy of my book, Lessons from Armed America. Lessons from Armed America. We'll sign it and send it to you. Just give Sean your name and address and all that good stuff, and we'll let everybody know that you want it. And we'll also give you a free USCCA membership, U.S. Concealed Carry membership. That's for folks in Greenville and Tifton, Tifton, Georgia, and Greenville, South Carolina. Okay, lots of fun stuff to talk about. Rob.
Let's hear it.
Well, let's go right to Mike. Mike, you know, I'm on Galco's site right now, and I love this stuff. I've been playing with Galco holsters for a long time, and I've been to the plant, and I've seen it with my own eyes, and it's a lot of fun to go out there. Mike Barham, welcome to Armed American Radio again.
Thanks.
You with us? You can. We got a good connection there?
Uh-oh. Doesn't sound like Mike's with us.
Yeah, sounds like we might have lost Mike. Sean, is Mike with us? Are we okay? We need to call back on that?
I bet he'll get back in here. Meanwhile, I can tell you that I was really excited he was going to be on the show tonight, because not only having been out to the factory and obviously having him involved with Our American Radio, having Galco involved, but I'm getting ready to go back out to Scottsdale Gun Club, and I'm really looking forward to seeing. I think they've got some new stuff in the works, and I don't know if he's ready to talk about it tonight, but it seems like they're going to be offering some great, efficient retention holsters that are going to be coming to the market soon. I don't know if you got a chance to talk to them about that when you were out there, Mark.
I did not, but that's not something that you really think about with Galco, you know, with the retention stuff. You think of what, who, Blackhawk, stuff like that?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously there's a lot of great companies out there. I use the Blackhawk Serpa a lot. A lot of the students do. I like to see the fact that Galco, along with the quality leather work that they're known for, you know, is kind of expanding their range and keeping up with things. I mean, they've got a state-of-the-art situation out there where they're actually doing, you know, the three-dimensional modeling, prototyping and all that. Just really that they're not resting on their laurels.
Yeah, I thought it was fascinating because, you know, you look at the at a holster, and I've just been informed, and I see him back on the line. We've got Mike Barham back from Galco. Mike, are you with us?
I am. Sorry, guys. Had a little technical difficulties with the phone there.
Hey, it's live radio, brother. That's okay, man. Welcome back for the second time. How you doing out there in Phoenix?
Doing great. Just loving life out here.
That's beautiful. Hey, listen, Rob was just telling us while you were getting back on the line that he's getting ready to head back out there. And was talking to us about some new products you guys might have in the works.
We got a lot of new stuff coming down the pipe here. You know, we've got just sort of branching out into some new Kydex gear. We've got our Triton inside the pants holster, which we sent out to Rob actually pretty recently, and we're hoping he's enjoying that right now. We've also got a couple of new things in our Carry Light line, which is our sort of reasonably priced entry-level kind of holsters, including our Tuck and Go, which is about a $30 holster and gets you in at obviously a really good price point with a good high-quality American-made tuckable holster. So we're pretty proud of those two new products.
And it is American-made, folks. I've seen it with my own eyes.
Absolutely, and of course, we're very proud that everything we make is done right here in the good old USA here in Phoenix.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing and a beautiful place, too. Rob, you've been out there.
Yeah, we were talking about it a little bit earlier, Mike, and I'm not sure if with your technical difficulties you heard what we were saying, but I'm still just so impressed with the tour. I mean, obviously, you've been using Galco products for, you know, personally for carry gear for, you know, two decades or so now, I guess. And not exclusively, obviously, but always when it comes to quality leather. I mean, when we were out at Valhalla and we needed our you know, top of the line leather for our members, our platinum level members, our best, you know, customers, we went right to Galco, and we had some beautiful custom holsters done for the high end 1911s that each one of our members got. Just that's where you go for good leather in the United States, as far as I'm concerned. And the quality at which you put that out, for the quantity at which you do, Mike, really impressive. And I don't know if you want to talk a little bit to that, just your process in there.
Sure, sure. You know, and it's funny that you mentioned Valhalla, because I remember when we did those holsters, those sort of high-end exotic, I think they were sharkskin holsters that we did for Valhalla. You know, and the interesting thing about Galco, and one of the things we're actually very proud of, is that I just discussed the carry light line, where, you know, somebody who's maybe new to the sport or new to carrying and something like that can get into a high-quality American-made holster for $30, $35. But the other end of the spectrum, because we've done a good job of stratifying our line, is that we also can put out holsters like those sharkskin concealable holsters, horsehide holsters, things like that, that are more expensive but are obviously of a higher quality, very professional grade type of holster. And because of our manufacturing ability, and you guys have both been to the plant and you've seen the abilities that we bring to bear on the market there, you know, we're able to put out a stratified line that allows gun owners of every walk of life to buy a Galco product and be very satisfied with it and have a high-performance product at any point along the price line.
Now, let's talk about that for a second, Mike, because that's one of the biggest questions you get from somebody who's been carrying a gun for a long time, and Rob, who obviously makes his living with holsters and so forth. But the quality, that's one thing you don't want to scrimp on, folks, is, you know, a good piece of gun leather. And, you know, because it's what you carry your weapon in every single day, and you carry it all day if you're carrying your gun all day. It doesn't matter if it's a duty holster for you, if you're civilian carry, if you're training with somebody like Rob. Okay. Yeah, that's one accessory that you must have. You don't want to waste. You don't want to spend a lot. What am I saying here? You spend a little bit of money on it, right?
Absolutely. You know, you should spend what you can afford on it. You know, I've never understood you occasionally will run across a guy who's carrying a gun, and he'll have, you know, the cheapest holster he can find, but he'll have a high-end pistol in it. You know, a guy might have a $1,200 Kimber or maybe a $2,500 Wilson Combat or something like that, but he's settled for the least expensive holster he can find, which is very, very seldom the most high-performance holster that he can find. And unfortunately, I think people don't really think it through, but the holster and the gun and the belt and the spare ammo, it's all a system. And why would you ever scrimp on a system that may one day be used to save your life? Why would you do that?
Well, you shouldn't do that. I've actually got a Galco belt on now, and I can honestly say this. I've actually had this thing for years, and the belt is holding up, and it holds up real well with a full-size Glock 22 and a concealable holster.
Sure, and we talk to people all the time. We offer a reconditioning service for belts and holsters for items that aren't worn out necessarily. They're still very serviceable, but, you know, maybe they've got a few nicks and scratches and things like that on them. But sometimes people send us holsters that they've been using literally since when we were Jackass Leather Company.
Isn't that a beautiful thing?
That's 1980. You know,
sign of a great product. Hey, Mike, I need you to hold on for me one second, okay? We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You're on the Armed American Radio Network with Mark Walters, Rob Pincus, and Mike Barham from Galco. We'll be right back after these messages.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
877-956-9566. Get you in the studio. Feel free to give us a call. And I have a message here for Mike Barham. It came in on the email from Morgan Boatman. And it says, say hi to Mike from Galco, since I'll be calling in after his segment. So there you go, Mike. That's from Morgan.
Fantastic.
And, hey, guys, you're going to love this one. Rob, you are especially going to love this. Guess who's back home? Samuel Rouse.
Oh, outstanding. Good to hear. Home with his family or just back in the U.S.?
He got back in the U.S., I think, a couple weeks ago. And I've been going back and forth with his dad. But Samuel is home tonight, and they are going to be calling in the second hour. We're going to talk to Samuel and his dad, and I think his grandpa's with him. So it's going to be a lot of fun when he calls in. Back home where he belongs. But getting ready to deploy again. So, you know.
That's how it goes.
kind of the way it is, but at least he's home. Mike, welcome back. We've got Mike Barham from Galco on. Mike, you're back on Armed American Radio.
Excellent. Glad to be here.
Hey, listen, you know what's a really fun story? A lot of people might not know this, and I think it's kind of cool. It's just got that coolness factor to it, mm-hmm. And that is you said when you were the Jackass Leather Company.
Yeah. Galco started as Jackass Leather Company, or the famous Jackass Leather Company, back in Chicago in 1969. And Richard Gallagher started it in a small shop where he was actually just making various leather goods, things like wallets. It was the 60s, so he made things like leather pants and, kind of crazy things like that. And one day, a Chicago police officer walked into the shop and asked him to make a shoulder holster. And Rick went ahead. He made it, made a horizontal shoulder holster. Took him a little time to kind of figure things out. He wasn't really a gun guy at the time. He was a working musician, actually, on the side. And the Chicago police officer absolutely loved the holster, showed it to some of the other Chicago detectives, and word of mouth kind of grew from there. And suddenly Rick had a line of Chicago police officers at his door wanting him to make him shoulder holsters. And that was really where the famous Jackass Leather Company was born.
And that holster later became what we all know today. From, most people know it from Don Johnson and Miami Vice. It later kind of morphed into what?
It became the Miami Classic, and it's since evolved even beyond that into what we call the Miami Classic 2, which has a different magazine carrier, slightly wider shoulder straps compared to the original Miami Classic. But the Rick's original design has absolutely stood the test of time.
With the professionals, Rob, that story is just cool.
It is. It is a great, any time that product development, and we see it today. We see it today with obviously Galco continues to go to people who use the product to develop. And if you look at the cutting edge companies, especially the ones that I think grow fast and last long, they are companies that work with people who actually use the material. And maybe you're even originally approached by the people who use the items and told, hey, I see you have an expertise in this area. Can you help us solve this problem or come up with something to solve this problem? And boom, now you've got a company. And obviously in the case of Galco, it's become a legendary company. And hopefully they'll be around for at least as long, three or four times as long, continuing to evolve and do what they do.
Mike, that you mentioned Richard Gallagher.
Yes.
Now, when I was out there just a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. Richard Gallagher was there, wasn't he?
Yeah.
More coolness factor.
Yeah, it really is. The company's been around for 41 years now, and we all know Rick Gallagher. He's a constant presence there at Galco, and he's not the kind of guy who goes in and occupies a cushy corner office and pushes papers around. What Rick actually does is he comes to work and he goes and works in our custom shop, hand tooling leather for, again, those high-end holsters that we make through our custom shop. Rick, in particular, has a love of Western-type holsters. And so what he does is he goes into his shop sort of attached to the custom shop there and works hand-tooling holsters for our custom shop. And he does, obviously, a beautiful, beautiful job doing it. And actually, any hand-tooled holster that goes through Galco is done personally by Mr. Gallagher.
See, that is, again, Rob, that is just a coolness factor.
And the tools that he uses, the cutting tools, the shaping tools in his little niche there at the factory. I mean, how old are some of those tools, Mike?
Older than Rick.
Yeah. I mean, it's like,
amazing. We have machinery there that's been around for some of our harness stitching machines. I think you guys were talking about earlier are literally over a century old. And the reason we use them is because machinery like that is just literally no longer available. And it is very, very difficult to achieve the quality standards that Galco demands without using machinery like that. So sometimes it's very difficult for us to keep those machines running, and literally sometimes we have to create repair parts for those machines. And we have our own machine shop there at Galco, so we can create tools, we can create parts, we can do everything we need to keep that machinery up and running. The tools that Rick uses when he's hand tooling holsters, yeah, some of them are 100 years old, sometimes more.
That's amazing, and I think I used the analogy when I was there with you and with Morgan Boatman a couple weeks back, that it's kind of like watching Emeril Lagasse cook. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
we had that conversation in there where the ingredients, you know, you can't buy the ingredients that he comes up with every day. You got to go to that specialty store to buy it, and you spend a little bit more money on it, and it takes you a really long time to make something as simple as a potato pancake. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's the best darn potato pancake you've ever had because it has that love that goes into it and all that good stuff and the time. And it's kind of the same way with the holsters. I mean, I know it sounds strange, but having seen it, I can't think of any other way to convey it to the listener when you're talking about a quality product.
No, and I think that's a great analogy in that Galco literally seeks out these machines from around the world. You know, we have stitching machines from Germany. We have these 100-year-old harness stitching machines. And that also carries over into the natural products that we use in terms of, you know, finding the best tanneries here in the United States, for example, from which to buy our raw leather. You saw that we cast our own belt buckles in-house, for example, because then we can have the quality control that we can't get when we buy those, for example, belt buckles from outside sources. And that's the reason that we do it there in-house, and that's the reason we have our own foundry there in the factory.
It's like hand-cranked pasta, folks. It's about the only way I can describe it. Rob, does that sound crazy? I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
That is it. That is it. And you know, but then again, like, it's also not an antiquated process by any stretch. There's some cutting edge machines in there. I mean, you know, water cutters and all kinds of modern technology. And of course, that 3D prototyper. I mean, you guys are just as active on the other end, the cutting edge end, to make sure everything's happening at that high quality level as quickly as it can to service the customers. Right, Mike?
Absolutely. You know, we kind of take the Bruce Lee philosophy, which was absorb what is useful. And, you know, obviously the martial arts are somewhat of a different area than manufacturing. But what Galco prefers to do is just use the best, most high-quality way of producing a holster. And sometimes that is a 100-year-old harness stitch machine. But then if you go into our R&D lab, you'll see the highest technology available. We have some machines, in fact, that make some gun companies jealous because they don't have those machines.
That's pretty neat. Now, you've obviously got new gun models coming out on a regular basis, so you guys always have a lot to work with. We've got about 25 seconds, guys. Mike, I'd tell you what, I'll leave it with this and tell the listeners, please go check out Galco. And we thank you for sponsoring Armed American Radio. You guys have got dynamite products, been using them for years. Rob can attest to that. It was fun to see the plant, and I'm looking forward to getting back out and seeing you hopefully in the next couple weeks, actually.
Sounds great, Mark. And we, of course, as always, appreciate you having us on.
GalcoGunLeather.com, ladies and gentlemen. GalcoGunLeather.com. You are on the Armed American Radio Network, and I will be back with my co-host, Rob Pincus, and we're just going to talk a whole bunch of fun shop when we get back right after these messages.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35 to $99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Ladies and gentlemen, as Armed American Radio continues its relentless march across America, you can only imagine the amount of email that I get. One of the most frequent questions is, Mark, what kind of holster do you use or recommend? Folks, that's a great question. It's also an easy one for me to answer. I have a ton of quality holsters in my holster drawer, but the ones I turn to most often for everyday use are made by Galco. No matter what type of gun you carry or what method of carry you choose, like me, you'll find that Galco manufactures the highest quality quality holster made of the finest American-made materials that money can buy, and they're made by hand right here in the United States. I've been to the plant, folks. I've seen it with my own eyes. You simply won't find a better product. For a catalog, please call 800-874-2526. That's 800-874-2526, or visit GalcoGunLeather.com. That's GalcoGunLeather.com. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Fred Garner. Yeah, Fred. We love you. Fred Garner in Spartanburg, South Carolina, has just picked up a copy of my book and also a free USCCA membership. So you know what? Let's do this, Rob. Let's do it for the whole country. Anybody that calls in from anywhere, Alaska, come on, make the phones ring, call in, and you'll pick up, let's just take the first two callers that call in from anywhere in the United States, a free signed copy of Lessons from Armed America and a free USCCA membership. That'll work. Hey, Rob, that's a fun conversation to have with those guys at Galco because gun leather is such an important part of carrying your gun.
It is, and again, as we said, not just leather. I mean, one of my favorite Galco products is their belly band. You know, I think they do that product the same quality level they do everything else, and I've worn out a few of those. I mean, I enjoy carrying that way. It's a comfortable way to carry when I know I'm going to be standing, especially with a J-frame revolver, subcompact, and I've used a lot of different brands over the years, experimented, been out on the road, left a holster somewhere here or there, picked up one that I could find quickly. The Galco is the best in the industry, and it's certainly the one I prefer to use. And that's not a fancy, high-end leather holster. Everybody knows they do those great. But, man, they've got a diverse product line. People need to check out the website.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it must be the Tylenol I'm taking for my tooth. Those first two callers from Nationwide for the USCCA membership and a signed copy of my book, Lessons from Armed America, 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566. 956-9566. Sorry about that. Yeah, do
you know
remember? Go ahead.
Mark, I was going to say, you know, we just announced Combat Focus Shooting Evolution 2010. The new book is going to be shipping by May 15th. We'll get those two people, those two callers on the list for free copies of that book also.
Oh, yeah. Now, when is that? All right, let's talk about that. When does that ship?
Well, we're shipping by May 15th. You know, we always hope to get in a little early, but we're taking the pre-orders now at icetraining.us at a, you know, pretty significant discount if you get your name on the list for the that first printing. The book is completely finished. It really kind of came down to a crunch through March and the beginning of this month to get that out on time, which we wanted it out this spring. We took the old book, the book from 2006, out of print earlier this year. You know, it just the program has evolved. The articulation has evolved. We added a whole bunch of material. The book's about twice as long as the original book. And I'm really excited about people getting their hands on that. And, you know, the people that have gotten a look at the draft copies and helped me through that drafting process have just said, you know, it's still the same content. It's still the same concepts. But, man, it's a whole nother book and goes a lot deeper into the program and the concepts and principles that underlie the program. So we're excited to have that coming out.
Yeah, well, guess what? We just gave out two of them because the phones are lit up like a Christmas tree here. So, yeah, that's a great thing. You know, Rob, let me ask you this because they're out of business and I want to get them on this. Action Direct. Do you remember the company called Action Direct? You remember the holsters they used to make, those belly bands? You recall those guys?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You used to get the mailings from these people all the time, and I tried them all the time. And you know, you were talking about a quality holster. I've tried everything. I've got it all. I got the holster drawer just like everybody else does.
Sure.
And, I'm telling you. And I've got some pretty cool stuff in there. I mean, I've got some holsters that, you know, some hand-tooled stuff from individuals. What's his name? Makes the pocket. Micah, right? You know what I'm talking about? Little pocket for the little mouse guns?
I don't know that one. No, I don't know that one.
Man, I'll have to look it up here, but he's got one too, and it's probably the ugliest, coolest thing you've ever seen. And he's, you know, 6 months out on the order on the things. But they're really effective for the little guns. And I sit here and I think, man, how much more stuff can they continue to come up with? And they do. There's new products coming out every single day, just like what you said with your combat focus. You're evolving every single day.
If you're not, something's wrong. You know, I'm out here in Tulsa. I mentioned the Rangemaster training conference. We had instructors here who haven't been teaching all that long. You know, guys who are new to the industry, who may have been teaching 3, 4, 5 years. Some of the guys who were on staff with U.S. Shooting Academy, who were the hosts here in Tulsa. And then we had, you know, legends. I mean, John Farnham, Assad Ayoub, these guys, and Tom Givens. Tom Givens gave a presentation covering some of the highlights of the lessons learned from the 52 documented successful self-defense shootings that his own students have been involved in.
52.
I mean, he's been in the industry long enough to have 52 wins. And obviously you learn lessons from those wins and you incorporate them into your training. And amazing to hear that presentation from him, you know, just this morning.
Well, you know, Massad has been doing it for so long. He's so fun to talk to. He's just so good at what he does.
And what was awesome is the presentation he gave today had cutting edge neuroscience references from studies that were done within the last 12 months. And to see that, you know, it's not if you read a book or an article or even went to a class from Massad sometime in the last 30 years, that doesn't mean you know what he's teaching today. And his information he's putting out today under the Massad Ayoub group is cutting edge. It's stuff that I'm putting out a book that isn't even released yet, and he's talking about it in his PowerPoint when it comes to the neuroscience and neurophysiology of what's going to happen to you during a fight. And that's great to see that even someone who certainly doesn't need to evolve, who's offered so much to the industry, is still trying to move forward and still trying to put out good today information.
Yeah, you know, Kathy Jackson, my co-author on that book, Lessons from Armed America, talked about some of that stuff too. And that's some stuff that wasn't available 30, 40 years ago.
Absolutely not, and that's why the industry's evolved. And if you go to, you know, we just finished an instructor school, and I told the instructors, you know, they were confronted. A lot of them came from different types of training programs, and they were confronted with some hard realities about, gee, maybe I've been teaching some of the wrong things, or now I understand why some of the things I was teaching might need to be changed. And I'm telling you, that is the question to ask an instructor. When you get ready to ask a guy, you know, if you should spend your hard-earned dollars to go out and train with him, you know, one of the most important questions I think you can ask if the guy's been in the industry for a while is, what have you changed your mind about? What have you evolved on? At what point did you realize something you were teaching wasn't the best for your students, and you had the integrity to say, I'm changing, I'm moving on, I'm adopting something new? I think it's a huge issue in the training industry.
As a very well-known expert trainer, I want to ask you this. We have new listeners every single week that are picking up Armed American Radio, and I can't think of anybody that I would rather hear this come from than you. Let's talk about the mouse gun. Okay, you ask that question. You know, we ask the instructor, what are you doing differently? All right, I trained with you 10 years ago, but I'm carrying a Ruger LCP380 today because that's what I need. It's what I can carry. How have you adapted? Are you adapting to those smaller guns because they are so popular? I know it's a question I've asked you before, but tons of new listeners.
It is. You know, we've been talking about it since SHOT Show. You know, I did a whole separate DVD just covering, applying the combat focus shooting principles to the subcompact firearms and going over the different types. And of course, the Ruger LCP was there, and the popularity of the Ruger, and then all the new guns that came out, all the other companies kind of jumping on that trend. Now, as I said in January, the jury's still out. We know people are buying them. We know people are saying they're carrying them, but I'll be honest with you, I have not seen a single 380 show up in class yet this year.
Okay, that's interesting. That's interesting. I was actually talking with Tiger McKee a couple weeks back. And, you know, he wasn't specifically referring to the Ruger LCP, but I've seen some of his training, and he is adapting his training, just like you, you know, to these things because they're popular. Hey, listen, check it out. We've got a really, really good next hour coming up. We've got Joe Bridgman, championship shooter from Scottsdale Gun Club, coming on. We ran into him in our travels out in Tucson, and he put that Thompson in my hands, and that was a beautiful thing. You're on the Armed American Radio Network with Mark Walters and Rob Pincus, and we will be back with Joe Bridgman from Scottsdale Gun Club right after these messages. Don't go anywhere, please.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in an order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.